For all of our bonus episodes and premium content, become a member over at patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. That's patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. You can also find us on social media. On Twitter, we're at whatcrappens. On Instagram and Facebook, at watchwhatcrappens. We'll see you there. Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors. Cindy Burgess Gerson, what an amazing person.
Just saying, okay.
Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Christy Dougherty, the OG Prime Supreme.
And our super-duper premium sponsor, Kelly Grant, the most gorgeous girl in Texas. We love you. Hello, and welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast about all that crap we love to talk about on ye old bravs. I'm Ronnie Karam from Trash Talk TV and the Rose Pricks Bachelor podcast, and here I am with my gorgeous, talented little friend, Ben Mandelker of the B-Side Blog and the Banter Blender. Hello, Bean.
Howdy doody.
So, right before I pressed record on this here show, you said you had some good news. Tell me.
Yeah.
Tell me.
The good news is that I guess the Grammy nominations came out, and a headline I just looked at said a major snub this year is Ed Sheeran, who wasn't nominated for any of the top categories. Whoa. So, I mean, what a way to start a podcast. What a way.
Why are you hating on Ed Sheeran and his tiny little guitar?
I can't. I can't. I cannot.
Hey, Ed Sheeran, it gets better, okay?
Listen, he already was on borrowed time when he was nominated for Song of the Year 1 year, and then the next year he was nominated for Best New Artist. How do you get nominated for Best New Artist when you were nominated for Song of the Year before? It doesn't make sense to me. I feel like he rode in on a wave of shamminess.
A ginger wave of shamminess. Yeah, I remember your anger over that, and I have to say, it's still fresh. It's still as fresh as the day it was born.
I think I would like it more if I wouldn't be so mad if so much of his music weren't so like generic.
Well, Ben, look.
I like Dave Matthews, so I like generic music.
It's time for you to forgive Ed Sheeran, okay? This is the Real Housewives of Orange County finale reunion.
Ed Sheeran?
If Ed Sheeran can be forgiven by Tamra and by Vicky and by even Shannon, I think you can forgive him. Okay, spoiler alert. Ed Sheeran was forgiven by all three of those idiots on today's episode.
I guess the truth is I'm speaking from a place of hurt, and I wanted to go back to the way things were when all he had was the A-Team and such a good song and seemed so promising. And I don't know. I want to know, Ed, would you like to come sit on my couch?
Oh, Ed. The only way I even know about this guy is because you complained about him during the Grammys that time. And also because, remember when I was trying to learn guitar for 2 weeks?
Yeah.
I was like, I'm going to Guitar Center, but I didn't know how to get a big guitar back on my scooter without breaking it. So they have a line of Ed Sheeran tiny guitars. And I was like, is this real? And they're like, yeah, this is actually a real thing that people do. And I was mortified, but...
Are you in love with the shape of that guitar?
Well, I just thought, who is this Ed Sheeran, and why does he have a tiny guitar, and does it sound different than another guitar? And so I came and I looked him up on the YouTube, and I was like, that guy really does play a little guitar.
I never noticed that. I'm going to have to look.
Yeah, he plays like a little tiny guitar. And also, doesn't he use like a lute pedal? And you know I love me some lute pedal music.
I do appreciate a good lute pedal use, which is appropriate since we're talking about Real Houses of Orange County today. Talk about an infinite loop of fighting.
Cuckoos.
But you know, I don't have my coffee today. I'm just gonna ride the high of having gone to IKEA last night. I'm just gonna ride it through this episode, and
that Swedish meatball high, Ben.
Yeah, ride that. I wish I could remember the name of the bookcase that I got. It's not Kallax. It's
Lurgan?
Gallant. It's Gallant.
Oh, girl, you know I love me some Felicia Gallant. I would buy anything named Gallant.
Well, it's a Gallant. I got the black brown Gallant, and it has And I put it together at like 1 a.m. while you and Katie were texting about Cuba. I was quietly sticking a monkey wrench into something.
Well, Katie, because Orla only texts like in the middle of the night, and it's always random things. And I know she's sitting there drinking a glass of wine. It's like you could be in the middle of the day. You could be like, hey, Katie, how you doing? You want to go have lunch? Never hear back. But then at 11:30 at night, it's like a barrage, and I love it.
So Real Houses of Orange County, but more importantly, at least for us, and hopefully for you guys, is that we have a show in Houston coming up March 9th. We have a show, Bowery Ballroom, on February 20th in New York. By the way, the Houston show is at Warehouse Live. Bowery Ballroom show in New York City, February 20th. Tickets go on sale on Friday. What time on Friday? We don't know yet. We're trying to get that information, and we'll get it to you as soon as possible. And guess what? Tomorrow, we have an announcement of another city that we're going to, and it's a city we've never been to, okay?
Okay. And also, we have to tell you guys, one of those is a standing room. Which one is standing room?
Bowery Ballroom.
Someone online was like, you're going to warn people that this is standing room, right? And I was like, yes.
Yeah, Bowery Ballroom.
That's Bowery. Now, that sounds crazy, but it's not a three-hour show. It's like an hour and a half. And it's kind of fun when people are standing. I mean, I have a great time when it's standing room.
Yeah, I mean, it's like going to like a rock show, except we don't play any instruments. Our instruments are our voice. But so for those of you who are concerned about that, be aware. And we apologize if that is a deterrent. But we think we thought it was cool. We thought it was really cool that everyone was standing. Of course, we weren't the ones standing. But
the first standing one we did, they were like, do you guys want to stand up? Because two dope queens came here. They stood up and just walked around. And I was like, no. No, we will not.
I wanted to stand. I wanted to do that show and standing in unison with the audience.
No, but I do this show sitting down in front of a computer screen, preferably smoking out a screen door. If I can't smoke out a screen door, that's one thing I'm already giving up, okay? I'm not giving up my goddamn chair.
Well, it will be standing only, but, I mean, we'll all survive together. And there's, by the way, a bar to help the process.
Oh, hell yeah.
It'll be fun. It'll be crowded. It'll be fun. It'll just be like we've gone through a hilarious war together. We think it will be really, really fun. This Bowery Ballroom will be our largest theater to date. So if we sell it out, it will be a historic Watch for Crowds moment.
Also, but we can't announce what shows we're covering at each of these live events because we don't know yet. We don't know what's going to be on. Hopefully, on the East Coast, we'll get to do some Real Housewives of New Jersey, because, you know, classic match.
Yeah.
We don't know.
Yeah, because New York probably won't be back till May or so, which is really unfortunate.
Maybe we'll try and get some Summer House people up in there to talk to us.
Yeah. Summer House, I think, will probably be airing around then, so that would be good. We may be talking Vanderpump Rules also, because VPR will be happening. It premieres in less than a week. Very excited about that. Stay tuned. But yes, tomorrow, big fun announcement. I'm so excited to say where we're going tomorrow because I think some people will be really happy.
Holler baller.
Yeah, it's like you've won the Super Bowl.
That's that. Now let's get into some Real Housewives of Orange County.
The scariest opening theme song. If you really think about it, it's like really follows the legacy of The Exorcist and The Omen.
Yes, it's like that that scary little doll girl who's in every movie now.
Annabelle.
Ding 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 ding.
Yeah. Yeah, it's funny. Like
I don't look at anything. I will not be at the show.
That was her breakout breaking point. Yeah. And basically, if you put like a jazzy beat to The Exorcist, you would have the intro to a Real Housewives show.
The Vicky doll's like breaking out of the cage.
The power of Christ won't compel you, but I will.
Quoto insurance will. That's like her terror. She's like terrorizing the world with Quoto insurance. Hey,
that's my opinion. Pea soup vomit.
Hey, it's me. The scary Vicky doll. You're not insured. You're not insured. You're not insured. Woohoo.
What's that noise coming from underneath the bed?
It's Brooks.
It's Brooks with his medical records. Vicky just like appears in the closet and drags a little blonde girl, aka Tamara, into another dimension. Welcome to the Kodo dimension.
That would not scare anybody. Everybody's just rooting her on. You know how there's always that horror, those characters in horror movies where they just make them so terrible, you're just cheering when they die. Like when Paris Hilton was in that horror movie and everybody cheered
House
when
of
she
Wax.
Got killed. Yeah, House of Wax.
Yeah.
It's the Tamara Burney.
And you know that scene in Poltergeist where the guy's face kind of melts off? That's not unlike watching these shows.
For real. I mean, if these shows were done under heat lamps, girl.
Yeah, it would be problematic.
Yeah, please don't ever film this show wherever they sell roasted chickens, okay?
Oh, my goodness.
I'm already making no sense. We're 9 minutes in.
We have already covered a lot of ground, and the one piece of ground we've not covered is this damn show. So let's get on with some Real Housewives of Orange County, shall we? Reunion part two.
Well, Andy is stoned as hell. He's like, welcome back, everybody. It's me, Andy. It's like, your eyes are plums right now. Okay. Either you punched yourself in both eyes or you just smoked a gigantic blunt, which I have no problem with, but girl, how you do that at work? It just makes the day seem 20 times as long.
Yeah. Yeah. It's surprising. So all the ladies are coming back onto the stage, you know, because they love showing all the behind the scenes stuff. It makes it seem more gritty. It's like watching a Steven Soderbergh movie, right? Like this is like Traffic, but it's Reunion instead.
Traffic.
It's like filmed
just
like a
noisy,
movie filter.
Goes nowhere. Frustrates everybody stuck in it.
I was referring to the year 2000 film by Steven Soderbergh about drug trafficking with Catherine Zeta-Jones.
I know, but I compare this more to like Real Traffic. It's hard to breathe when you're stuck in it.
And it's the only it's what you have to go through just to get to Orange County. Traffic, nonstop.
You suddenly feel like running people down in a crosswalk. You know, just like Real Housewives of Orange County. So they're like, Shannon, to the stage. She's like, just a second, I'm pulling up my Spanx. And he goes, copy you, Shannon.
Copy you. So they finally sit down and Andy's like, Shannon, a lot of people have said it's been a tough season for you. Where did Fun Shannon go? Huh? She's sitting right here. Can't you tell? Fun Shannon just crammed into some Spanx and crying to herself on national TV. Fun Shannon.
Did you not hear me say I was putting on my Spanx, Andy? That was Fun Shannon.
What about happy do you not get? Look at me. I'm so happy. Oh God, Fun Shannon, so happy.
It's like a little black dress sunshine sitting there, Shannon. Also on the way back, Kelly tells Peggy, whoa, I like your hair like this. Like they haven't been already shooting this for 12 hours. And Peggy's like, oh, thank you. And she goes, you look so much younger. Peggy's like, oh, what is this? My father is dead. She's like, wait a minute.
Expanders in my hair. You do not realize?
Expanders. I have bump it in hair. What is this? You trying to bump me? When Shannon says, look, here's Fun Shannon sitting right here. They cut to Lydia's face and she looks terrified. Her eyes are about to pop out of her little head. Bless her heart. Andy's like, well, Shannon's maiden name is Storms, and not everyone had an umbrella this season. And then it was just a montage of Shannon's, this isn't my motherfucking plate, bitch! Read between these lines, I'll have a nacho. Why would you say I'm not up, you're not? Jesus, seeing it all put together like that, good lord.
It was great. And plus, we got to see her little Holly Hobby hat again, which is always a cause for celebration.
Yes. It's like the first time you're with your dad and you go through a drive-through car wash and he's like, isn't this cool? You're like, no, this is terrifying. Like all these new things just plop down onto the windshield and scare little baby you. That was the Shannon montage.
Just like things like flappy rag things just like slapping the windshield and a spinning thing like thwacking the side of the car. And then that like vacuum thing, it's like, all right, I'm gonna dry the car now. All right, just stay still, don't be afraid of Fun Shannon here to dry the car, my vacuum cleaner thing. you know, and like you're like, ah!
The light switches from like red to orange.
Fun, Shannon.
Flip-boom. All right, before we
have some official fun, I'm just gonna need you to pull up your car there, right, and get right into those slots right there. All right, now go into neutral. It's the neutral. It's not this geared. No, it's not drive. It's not David. David, I need you to go neutral. David, I'm trying to be neutral. I'm doing my hand thing. I'm being neutral.
You finish that whole thing, and there's just some weird guy with poppy eyes sitting there eating potato chips, staring at you, eating chips really slowly.
David, what's wrong with my undercarriage? Why do I have to wax my undercarriage, David? 30 to 40 cleansing thoughts from Fun Shannon.
New car smell, Shannon. That's me. Sitting right here. New car smell, Andy.
Fresh new coat of wax on me. A little turtle wax. Are you saying because I move slowly? That's why I need turtle wax. I'm not a fast person at Soul Cycle. Is that what you're saying?
So she's like, well, I can tell you this much, Andy. Fun Shannon has made the quiet woman very busy.
And Kelly's like, hell yeah, they invite me in late night for drinks.
Which is true. We actually saw it happen.
True. They invite her in late night for drinks, but then they kind of look at her like, oh my God. There's like bodyguards on the side of the booth.
Well, she should get a commission for the garlic bread, because when we went there with her, she was just like, you guys have to try the garlic bread. Garlic bread's good. It's good. Get the garlic bread. It's good. It's good. Did you try the garlic bread? It's good, right? It's good.
So Andy asks, so it seems like you have a boner against Lydia. What the hell is with that? And Shannon's like, well, you know, she seems to have a problem with me the second time I met her.
The first time I met her, she comes after me about the kid. And then she comes after me and standing up for Vicky. And Lydia's like, and she goes, I'm talking now, Lydia.
I'm talking. It's me. I have the podium. It's holding me up very well, I'd like to say.
And then she says my favorite thing that housewives always say. She goes, well, you knew you'd get a reaction, so way to become relevant, Lydia. I applaud you. You're relevant now. It's like, how does anybody think that somebody else becomes relevant by being on a housewives show in general? Relevant to what? What do you guys even
talking
about?
Well, she meant
about?
Like relevant on the show, like that she would have a storyline, that she would be involved in a fight, because she knew if she picked a fight with Shannon, Shannon was going to react because Shannon can't help herself, and Lydia would then basically be in the show.
Well, so you're going to get mad that you're the one who's reacting, and she did. She's like, well, she knew I'd get a reaction out of me. Well, then, you know. That's your problem. And then Lydia goes, well, look, it's just that you're being crazy. Like, right now you're crazy.
Here lies Shannon Bedore, killed by Lydia's judgments.
So Shannon's apology. I probably owe you an apology. I probably owe you an apology, Andy. And Peggy's like, I think she owes me an apology, but she probably thinks, heck no.
Even at Kelly, she referred to me. That one. What is that one? What does that
mean? I have
a
name. It's Peggy.
My name is Peggy. It's like, finally.
It's like
Spartacus
or something. Yeah.
You know, that's all we needed from you this whole season. I have name. My name is Peggy.
I'm not that one. I am Peggy. So then Megan's like, well, as long as we're talking about being disrespectful, you never apologize for clipping my lips. And she's like, well, you know. Some people deserve to have their lips clipped when they talk too much. She's like, but you should apologize. If you're upset about being called that one, you should apologize to me. And Peggy's like, I do not understand. And she refuses to apologize.
And everyone starts bowing to her and going, oh, you're the queen. And they're like booing her and heckling her like she's in the middle of a fucking coliseum, you know, which is so rude. And she's just looking around. So she goes, Andy, what do you think? And he goes, well, I wouldn't like it if someone clipped my lips. And she's like, And they're like, boo!
I mean, Megan did kind of get her there, right? Because if Peggy's going to be so annoyed that she's referred to that one as that one, which is really not the worst thing in the world, but then she won't apologize for clipping someone's lips, which is actually very rude, then that's ridiculous.
Yeah, but Megan needs to keep her mouth shut and stop spilling chips all over the floor, okay? That's why chips have clips. She's like, it is not okay to spill chips on floor, right, Megan? It's like, stumped me.
Yeah,
Megan
I don't
needs
know.
To shut up, but I guess you can't touch somebody else's lips like that.
Yeah, no, it's really rude, especially because Megan wasn't being out of control during that scene. She was just like, so, I have a question.
I forgave you over and over. I was like the Jesus Christ of forgiving people for touching my lips. Like, that was so rude.
You know what I was thinking about during this reunion? I was thinking about something that Erika Jayne said when we saw her a week and a half ago at the Roosevelt. Erika Jayne said that she keeps notes because Yolanda told her to keep notes. And basically, anytime they shoot, it's always like Erika Jayne's like has to write down what they talked about, what they said, and what they thought about, because it always comes back. And I was noticing it this during this reunion, the way they are able to recall so specifically, you know, what they said, they clearly all must take notes.
I mean, because I doubt it, because these people are just dodo birds. I feel like Deco probably does. Deco probably has a legal pad back there.
Peggy does not. Peggy definitely does not.
Yeah, Peggy though. But also, Yolanda had to take notes because she was changing her disease every goddamn week. It's like she had to, you know, keep track of where she was. So the next segment is,
Megan, I'm a mom. It's so hard being a mom.
I'm pregnant again.
I had a baby.
1 month, though. I'm so happy. I can't stop crying.
I'm like, I'm sick of the knee-jerk response to just saying the word baby makes her cry. Like, it's enough already, okay? You're not the first mom in the world, okay? This is not like...
Hey, I'm having a baby.
City of Men, whatever.
Well, you know who else? City of Men.
Children of Men. Sorry.
What was that? What's that actor's name? I just remember him running on a train.
Clive Owen?
Yeah, Clive Owen. He's like, oh my God, I'm running on train now. He doesn't even have an accent. I don't know why I'm talking like that. It was a long time ago.
Antonio Banderas, please. Clive Owen, in City of Men.
My sperm will get into you. That's French, which Antonio Banderas is not. So anyway, the point is, Megan announces that she's going to have another baby, and everyone's like, wow, woo, woo-hoo. Wow, was this more exciting, or was my Spanx bit more exciting? Anybody? Raise of hands.
Anyone?
So, so they're talking about this this fight that Megan had with Kelly, where Megan had texted Kelly to be like, "Is Michael? Or do you have a boyfriend?" And Kelly was like, "Jim's having an affair." You know, this whole text thing. And they're getting into this whole thing about, like, who should have said what. And Megan's like, the difference is that I wasn't being malicious and you were being malicious. And Kelly's like, but you were being mean. I thought we squashed it. We apologize. When you apologize, it's over. The beef is over. It's squashed.
And Megan's like, yeah, but okay, then here's another difference then. Like, I heard you were having an affair, so I went straight to the source and asked you. So if it was the same thing, if Jimmy was having an affair, then her source should have been Jimmy. And Andy's like, wait a minute. He's, like, putting down his text. He's like, wait a minute. So are you saying she should have texted Jim? Isn't it girl code to ask a girlfriend? And the Wan pops up behind the couch. She's like, well, let me tell you, Andy.
When you see a girl walking down the street and she's texting a man about an affair, girl code violation.
By the way, these are eggs that I'm stirring, and I'll continue until they're done, because that is how they do it in La France, Andy.
And then she does like the mime escalator ride down behind the couch off stage.
Gotta go. There's a sale downstairs.
Luann, we still see you. I'm not here. I'm downstairs on my escalator. What a wonderful escalator ride this is. So smooth. Let me look at my watch.
Oh, wait. Here I am in a greenhouse. It's glass walls that I can't get out of. Anybody? Anybody know where the door is? No, you don't. Girl code.
Oh, I didn't realize. I thought it was a greenhouse. Turns out it's a glass elevator. Okay, well, I'll just press this button right here and check my watch as I descend to the next level. See you guys later.
They call it a rainbow roll.
It's like, this is not the sushi rockin' restaurant, okay, Luann?
Why is Luann miming so much behind Vicky Gunvalson? So... So, you know, but it's funny that Megan would say that, because like so much of these shows are, you do not talk to my husband, or he does not have a right to talk to me. I mean, the entire thing with Deco and Shannon was like, I can't believe that Deco talked to me, or that David talked to Deco, you know, and so that. So the fact that Megan said that Kelly should have spoken to Jim
directly.
Well,
when Andy asked her, when he said, so she should have texted Jim, she was like,
I didn't say that. Like, she had this look like, is that what I said? I guess it is. How come no one told me that sounded stupid?
Pregnancy brain. I'm pregnant.
So it's like, so Kelly, do you recognize how ugly you can be when, like, when you get into a fight? Like, how you just, like, when you get into a fight, you just say the meanest thing. And she's like, well, whatever, you know, like, she was saying, first of all, she was saying, like, she was like, well, yeah, you know, I am ugly, but yeah, that's just me. And they're like, why are you so damaged, Kelly? Why are you damaged? She's like, I'm not damaged. I just go below the belt.
She's like, why am I damaged? I'm not damaged.
And then Chan's like, well, moms are off limits. And she's like, Kelly's like, it's not a mom thing. It's just about being home with your baby. What's wrong with that? I'm like, thank you.
I never said she was things. A bad mother. My uncle Kelly did. It's like showing her in drag to bingo place.
That's not even me. That's not me up there. That's my uncle Kelly. Named after Kelly.
And Andy goes, but yeah, Kelly, but you've been tweeting a lot about how much Jim is having affairs. And she's yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh.
And she goes, yeah, but when we filed for divorce, she wrote in her blog, like, she was cheating because they were still married. And it's like, ugh. And Andy's like, so it was revenge. And she goes, I'm not perfect.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not perfect. I do things wrong all day long.
You did the same thing. You did the same thing, Megan. I'm not perfect. You did the same thing.
And Andy's like, you know what? Let's just move on, okay? Like, I don't even know where to go from here. She's like, okay, God.
He's like, let's move on to something fun. The Peggy segment.
Peggy may have a resting bitch face, but she's not sorry. She's rich as fuck. It's like, oh, God. And can people please stop saying mysectomy? It's like personalizing it to yourself, you know, first of all.
You've removed yourself from yourself.
Can we talk about your sectomy? No, I want to talk about mysectomy, okay? It's mysectomy. It's a mastectomy, okay?
So we see the whole, you know, the world of Peggy. And she basically says that the timeline of events, which I didn't realize was as close as this, was that her dad died basically a year ago in December. And then she got diagnosed and she had the double mastectomy and she got the expanders put in and then just started shooting. So, like, she was barely over the trauma of her dad, barely over the trauma of having cancer, and then thrown in with these crazy bitches, and she was medicated and in pain. And so that she was like, she basically was like, I wasn't normal. It wasn't me. Which I feel like that's reasonable.
I felt it was reasonable too. But then the rest of the time, every time she got called on something, she's like, do you know what it is like to look at yourself without breasts?
Do you know what it feels like with a girl with expanders?
Yeah, I mean, I feel for her. But that can't be every answer to every bad thing you did all season long. Like, every time she started, and even fights that she would start, she'd be like, well, you did this. And they're like, well, what about you?
Do you know what it is like?
Yeah, it was, I mean, it's a fair question, but yeah, probably not the appropriate question for all of the things that people were asking. You're like, why did you clip Megan's mouth?
Expanders.
You know, expanders. It's like...
It was painful. Do you know what it's like?
And then they got into the whole, I'm confused. Did Peggy have cancer? Did she not? And I was like, awkward.
Yes.
You know, so, Brooks deserves it. Peggy does not deserve it. Okay. So yeah. Andy's like, so viewers say that you're basically the Armenian Alexis. And Tamara's like, oh yeah, bitch. Like nodding and like cheering in the background. Calm down, Tamara. You know, whenever it's someone else's pain, Tamara's literally at a football concert. It's like, you know, she's sitting on one of those little square cushions she brings herself, you know.
She's a foam finger that says batch number one.
A hat with a beer can, you know, velcroed to it, that there's like a long straw that comes to her mouth. She's like, yeah, go against Peggy, Pat.
She's wearing a jersey that just says Glamis Dunes.
Team May batch. By the way, drink tea, man, batch. So he's like, you know, everyone says that your husband's controlling. So is your husband controlling or is he supportive? And she's like, in the beginning, oh, he's going to kill me for saying this. He was controlling. But then after a while, it was protection. If I go out of the house, I could get run over. What if he doesn't know where I am? Maybe I'm kidnapped. I don't know. And he's like, okay, Stockholm.
Yeah.
He's like, was your marriage arranged? And she goes, no, no, not arranged. Clean sale, Craigslist. Yeah. My father gave him cow.
You know, to be fair, I actually never got the vibe that Deco was like Jim Bellino and super controlling. I just thought I always felt like he was just trying to assert his masculinity in like an adorable way, and that she was really not paying any attention to it.
I'm sorry, but there's like sirens outside my house.
I don't hear them.
Going really slow, and they're doing like a really bad harmony. Because they're not going woo woo, they're going woo, and the other one's like woo. That was awkward. I hope the world didn't just end while we're talking about fucking Deco.
We can talk about something else. We can go back to Luann. We can go out on a Luann note.
Money can't buy your class or protection from a nuke.
Thank God for that. Well, I don't have a basement. Going down, boys.
So
give me shelter, bomb shelter.
So Shannon's like, well, I didn't tell David to say anything to Peggy, and I could throw David under the bus right now, but I won't because he didn't say it. And boy, would I love to throw him under the bus. What a jerk. Am I right, ladies?
And Lydia's just sitting there going,
lies. It's all lies. It's lies.
You know she's just trying to find a menu somewhere to fling across the room.
She's like, can we please get one of these cue cards laminated so I could throw it without staining the actual cue card? Thanks.
Please. So then there was like this whole thing about where Peggy is talking about, they're talking about that dinner party, because Peggy's in this whole thing like, no one wants to find out about me. And so she's saying, she's like, when I asked Shannon if you were okay, I wanted to help you because I could see you were unhappy in your marriage. But in reality, I wanted you to ask if I was okay.
And she was like, I did. Did you not just see the clip? You said, are you okay? And I said, are you okay?
But this is how you said it.
And it shows Shannon. She's like, what, are you okay? Like, yeah, that was really touching, Shannon, the way that you asked Peggy if she was okay.
Yeah, but to be fair, the way Peggy asked Shannon was not, are you okay? What's going on in your marriage? It's like, are you okay? You're acting crazy right now.
No, and this is a moment where Peggy's like, I was sick. Well, you also were starting shit at the table. So if that's why you were doing it, yeah. Okay. But you were starting shit. But Shannon, like, she handled that whole thing so badly, which, you know.
Yeah.
Well, I was a storm this season. What can I tell you? David's fault.
But she tells Lydia, of course, is like the teenage brat. She's like, whatever, Mom. You weren't there to listen. You came prepared with a speech. And it was ridiculous. And Shannon's like, well, you assume a lot of things, making an ass out of you and you. You would sue you a lot of things, Missy. If I prepared a speech, I would have screwed up. That was totally off the cuff. I should win an improvising award. How about that?
I'm better off the cuff. I'm less Steppenwolf Theater and more Second City Theater.
I received a Del Close Award for that performance, Missy. Totally off the cuff.
Whose line is it anyway?
Well, it's not mine because I didn't prepare one. That was off the cuff. See? That was good. Here lies Shambador, killed by lines.
It's like Shannon in improv. Wow, it really is a great day today.
Oh, it is a great day.
It's like the scene goes nowhere.
The end. Thank you. Shannon Bidor, improv.
To be or not?
To be.
To be.
How about you tell me? To be or not to be. How about that?
It's like, no, scene's dead.
And freeze!
I can't freeze.
Yes,
oh,
and?
God, I just can't
yes,
stand.
Yes, and, Peggy? Are you... I was yes-anding you. Are you okay? Are you okay? Yes, I am. And are you?
I was in denial about cancer. So I had to reach deep down inside to feel, did I have it? Because...
He's like, did you? Okay, so did you or didn't you? And she's like, well, 3 millimeters, wait.
I reached down to the bottom of my soul to see how an ice cream felt.
She's like, this is not chorus line, Peggy, okay?
What is this chorus line?
I don't understand it either, Peggy. I'm much better off the cuff. Chorus off the cuff.
And Vicky's like, you don't have a double mastectomy just because you got death of dust to do, okay? Like, she said double mastectomy. I said, okay, I don't need no details. Do you need insurance? Tell me the truth. I've got it. Keck.
Yeah. And that kind of actually shut everyone up. Because basically what...
Shannon looked Peggy, down all guilty. She's like, oh, guilty prof.
Yeah. Guilty prof. No, but... Because basically Peggy was saying, yeah, I mean, I was essentially in denial and I didn't really want to think about it. And I didn't want to think that I might have cancer. So every time someone asked if I had cancer, I was like, no, I don't have cancer.
But she also brought it up every episode. So it's like, true. But at the same time, when you're sick and you're medicated and you're going through all that pain, I get it. You know, I actually kind of liked Peggy this. I think you and I actually kind of liked Peggy this season. I get that she didn't bring a ton.
Yeah, my overall is sort of like blah about her, you know? I mean, she was actually at the heart of a lot of this season, believe it or not. Considering how dull she was really in the mix with all the fights, and everything seemed to be about Peggy.
Yeah, you see? She did a good job after all. We've changed her report card. Yeah. So the next segment is, well, there's some real shitty food. Don't worry, it's not another party at Vicky's house. It's Iceland. I was like, God, Andy, jeez. And P.S., it wouldn't be a trip in Orange County without Vicky going to the hospital. She's like, oh, God, you're just hilarious. Did
so we
Shannon
see,
teach
like,
you this comedy? Did Shannon teach it? Woohoo, Andy, whoa.
So we see, like, a greatest hits of Iceland, and then we immediately, Andy is basically like, so what was the deal with that robe? Why'd you have a robe on your face? And she's like, well, you know, my hair is actually very curly, and Peggy kept pouring water on my face. And so I was just looked like a mess. I just looked crazy and crazy and crazy. I was like, I just had to put this robe on. And I was just laughing at the idea of Peggy pouring water on Vicky's head. I feel like we just sort of skated over that. That was
How
Peggy's answer.
How did they
answer.
Not show that? Because that shit is hilarious. She's like, oh, no, we call hospital pouring pitchers of water over Vicky's head. Like, what are you doing? What are you doing? I'm having a heart attack, not a perb. Like, Jesus Christ.
I want to see Vicky's curly hair. That seems hilarious to me also.
So she's like, well, you know, I just wanted to lay down. So I took a Xanax, and Kelly goes, an Adderall? She's like, no. Before that was the Adderall. Then after that, it was the Xanax. And then I think Peggy gave me a NyQuil. She's like, no. No, I didn't. I gave you my quill. That was mine.
Look at this. If she even asked me about me, maybe she would know what I gave her.
I gave you this so you would ask about me. Well, then I started drinking again. But it was just a little. Like, I don't even like champagne. So I couldn't have been drinking that much because I'd be me drinking. Who? What? I don't like it.
So then we go on to like the menu situation where Lydia threw menus at Shannon, and Lydia's like, yeah, I was basically sensitive, and you know, I'm a sensitive person, and like, I was left out of a dinner, and like, Shannon, you're sensitive too, wouldn't you have felt left out if you'd been left out of a dinner? And she was like, what are you talking about?
I said Lydia's gonna be sensitive. Tamara, take the blame for that, because Lydia's gonna be sensitive, and if you tell me, I have to take the blame again, like you did the other day in that group scene, which was so embarrassing and mortifying, she's gonna yell at me. Tell her, Tamara, tell her.
And you know that like Shannon would have been totally would have gone crazy if she found out everyone went to dinner without her. I mean, I would. Because I'm sensitive like that, too.
Well, yeah, because it's purple, you know, when they're doing it on purpose. And who knows, Tamara probably was. It's very difficult to be on Tamara's side with anything, really.
And Andy never asked who actually put together that dinner. I mean, obviously it was put together by the producers, so that's why no one really fessed up to it, you know?
Yeah.
But no one, I thought at the very least we'd get some clarification on who actually arranged the dinner, stupid dinner.
Yeah. There was something else they didn't ask about that was super, super obvious. I'm trying to maybe we'll come across it later. But then we got a score!
Lydia, sorry,
you weren't finished.
No, I was just going to say that Lydia, I just like Lydia's passive-aggressive snottiness towards Shannon. It's so hilarious to me. She's like, I told you, I overreacted. I totally overreacted. I'm sorry you don't understand. She's like such a teenager.
Oh, and this is where Shannon's like, ah! There's a bee. Oh, my God. There's a bee in my ear. And Tamara's like, it's a fly.
Yeah, there's a fly on her cheek. And I guess it landed on Vicky's head because Kelly actually swatted it. She bashed Vicky's head and actually killed
the fly. You
kidding
me right now? Jesus, you serious? She's like, ha ha, it was on your head. Tamara's like, yeah, batch. You go, fly batch.
So now the Viking dinner.
Yes. So Andy's like, so Shannon, why did you feel like Vicky's apology at the table was total bullshit? She's like,
well, because Tamara made her do it, which smells like bullshit, doesn't it, Andy? Who apologizes just because Tamara made him?
And Vicky goes, well, I wasn't going to not apologize, but she made me. Okay. Yeah. Like, she made me, so I said, do I not, or do I not? Or do I just not times two, times three, square root of that is pi, which I love pi. So I said, sorry, it was the best I could do, Shannon.
She's like, oh, God, messed up with math again. Vicky Tricky Gumbleson, that's what we call her.
Yeah, tricky, like those imaginary numbers. You know there's a number out there that's just an I? What is that? It's irrational.
Well, I'm not going to tell you what the number is. But I'm not going to keep it from you either. Do you even know where I am right now? You don't, do you? Which is hilarious.
I find this all to be very derivative. See what I did there? It's integral to the conversation. Ha! Calculus jokes. Off the cuff. Off the cuff calculus jokes. Here lies Shannon Bedore, killed by her own comedy.
So then we
40
get...
40 to 50 negative thoughts minus 30 to 20 positive thoughts equals what, Mr. Math Genius?
What is this rim shot?
So there, then we get to, so Peggy, you know, Iceland was rough for you because you heard them laughing and you thought they were laughing at you. And she goes, they were. And
I don't
think. She's furious.
They
now,
were, so. Andy. They were. I don't think.
They were. Like, we were not.
She's like, you were. And then you said your dad was going to beat up my dead dad.
Yeah, it's like, how did we get to that? I have it all recorded. You think I get this hump in my hair from nothing? There's a recorder in there.
My dad to bump at your dad.
What does that even mean?
It was a euphemism. I was drunk. I'm sorry. Peggy, I'm sorry. You took it wrong. I'm sorry. I was drunk.
It was a euphemism.
It was an expression. It's a saying.
It's an idiom.
It's like, it's an American thing. It's America. You went to UCLA.
It was a pun.
You mean?
It was a palindrome. I didn't mean it.
Words. It's like things. It's like dad. Like your dad. I forgot that your. I mean, I didn't know. I forgot. I forgot your dad died. Okay. I didn't mean it like that, Peggy.
It was a hypothemize. Whatever.
Oh. Peggy.
She goes, I don't even remember your dad died. She goes, oh,
no. Yes.
Do you accept my apology, Peggy?
Then Vicky tells Kelly, she's like, look, I wasn't there, so I can't help you, okay? Because I wasn't there. I'll be right over here. I'm supporting you, but from behind you, okay? I'm not going to not support you. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's like, God, words.
I'm just going to sit here in my very stylish dress, which we can agree, oh, looks very good on me. So Lydia's like, finally Lydia translates for all these idiots. And she's like, I think basically Peggy was saying that she was woken up by the baby. So she went outside to the hallway to investigate. And that's when she heard everyone laughing at her.
Yeah. And she's like, well, I hear baby crying. So I went toward the door because mother instincts.
And she's like, what do you mean going towards the door? You weren't my neighbor. You weren't even by my room, okay? And they were my neighbors. No one else even heard it. And we did sleep training. And I set my clock for 10 minutes. And if you said, and then you said to Lydia, I had giraffe neck over there. And she, Lydia goes, yeah, Lydia's like, well, what she meant was that she got up to get some water and then got kind of confused because she heard a baby crying. Never gets to the giraffe part ever.
And then I heard sound of hoofs. Don't talk about Puppy the Buffalo like that. It's off limits.
What kind of mother lets baby touch Puppy Buffalo? Only giraffe.
What kind of mother lets baby go on mystical odyssey with Buffalo and Bjork on Rainbow?
Are you done eating the leaves off the top of the tallest tree here? Okay.
To be fair, the trees are really short here because we're in the tundra.
She's like, cancer. And they're like, okay.
She actually literally is. She literally says, I was with expanders. I was in pain. Do you imagine open your robe and don't see breasts there? I had to go through that. And not one time support.
And then they cut to Tamara, who's leaning back on the couch with one arm, squinting her eyes like she's gangsta. Tamara is such an asshole. And I love that she cannot hide what an asshole she is. But then we'll start fake crying whenever they call her out on something, which we'll get to. But this was just such a good shot of Shannon, or of Tamara.
And I love it after Peggy does this thing. I have expanders. I was in pain and not one support, not one. And there's like a beat. And then Kelly goes, I think you just took it wrong, Peggy.
So like, do you accept the apology? And Shannon's like, yeah, I am an expander. No one's apologized to me.
She's like, okay, but I was hurt. And she's like,
so you accept the apology, right?
Okay.
And Andy goes, you know what? You were sensitive, okay? You were raw. You were raw. Okay, well, thanks for showing up, buddy.
Yeah. Thanks for coming on the reunion, Peggy. We'll see you never. So, Vicky, now we go to the Vicky and Tamara segment. And the whole, they're fighting, and then they're crying, apology in Iceland, all that stuff.
Oh,
and
my God, the again, highlights were just so beautiful.
So beautiful. So Tamara is, again, claiming that Vicky went after her marriage and spread rumors, which, of course, Vicky is like, I didn't spread rumors. I didn't spread rumors. And you spread rumors, too. And Tamara's like, I don't spread rumors. And Vicky's like,
you lie! You lie! Don't go there with me, Tamara! I got conned! Okay, Tamara!
I was conned!
Yeah, Vicky, when she just starts screaming and yelling.
You knew I was conned, too! The amount of money that I spent on that man. Have you seen his teeth? Those cost more than the Cadillac.
Tamara, this whole storyline to me just doesn't stick up. Tamara's always joked that everyone thinks Eddie's gay. She even joked this season at Eddie's birthday when he was pretending everything was a cock that he was sucking. Mm-hmm. She was even like, only gay on Thursday. So it's so stupid. And Vicky goes, okay, so you didn't ever hear before you got married that Eddie was gay? She's like, shut up, you're drinking again, bitch. No, but you heard it. You know how you heard it? They're not going to let Vicky get away with any of this, which Vicky is guilty of having that faux-hawked motherfucker come to her birthday party with Gretchen and Lizzie to say
exactly.
That stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But, God, this was so fun. And Shannon's little smile at every turn. When Vicky's like, I got conned! And Shannon's like,
wow, look at that. Vicky's lost it. Anyone get a picture of that?
Ultimately, Tamara again admitted what she just wants at the end of this. She doesn't want a sorry. She just wants Vicky to say, you're right. To say 100%, Tamara was right. Just to say all that stuff. Like, because Tamara is basically the queen of I told you so. And she feels like she's not getting her I told you so moment. So Vicky's like, she goes, 100%, Tamara, you're right. I literally am sorry. She's literally sorry.
Yeah, I'm literally sorry. Okay. And
I'm like a box. I'm literally a board game called Sorry. Do you see me right now? Sorry.
Look, can we just play Operation and be very careful with the tweezers so the man on the table doesn't die? Okay, can we do that? Oh, sorry.
Just shake me up. I'm literally boggling right now. Literally.
You name it down with thoughts and you got fucking flesh, bitch!
It's like you had all season to come up with this. This is why you guys have a two-part reunion, okay?
Yeah.
I'm saying so glad things like my meemaw right now. So then their argument is ridiculous. So they start arguing. Vicky's like, well, I didn't stage that thing about Ricky. Maybe it was staged, but not by me. Okay? You think if I staged my own birthday, I would stage an entrance where nobody even realizes I'm there? Okay?
If I stage my own birthday, you think I'd stage a birthday where I come in dressed in a shitty version of the Julia Roberts dress from Pretty Woman and some terribly red lipstick? No, of course not.
And Tamara's like, but she found out. Brooks was a liar. I just tried to protect my friend. Bullshit, Tamara. That is not true. You guys had been on those blogs all season fuming about Brooks, and you came into the season ready to bring him down, which, rightly so. Brooks had been all over the blogs with stories about how he had faked cancer before to get shit from other girlfriends. So they weren't necessarily wrong, but for Tamara to pretend like, oh, I was just trying to help Beckett, when she's getting everybody to confront her at every turn, you know?
Yeah.
Make her look stupid.
Yeah, exactly. So then eventually Shannon's exasperated. She goes, oh, Vicky, why'd you screw it up? Why'd you throw those things out in the air? Everything's so good in Iceland. We're having so much fun. Why'd you screw it up? Why?
Because Vicky keeps retweeting things. And he's like, why do you keep retweeting things that are like petitions about Eddie coming out of the closet? And she's like, oh, I told him to take it down and he did. Okay. Yeah. So did that erase your retweet of it? I'm confused.
Yeah. He's like, do you see how when you keep on doing these interviews and you keep on saying things like, well, if he's gay or like, but I mean, if he's gay, it's not in my business. Do you see how that sounds bad? Do you see how you keep digging yourself in a hole? And she's like, yeah, But, you know, Tamara says terrible things about me. Like, she says I'm a homophobic, and I'm not a homophobic. I was like, did you just say homophobic? I'm not a homophobic.
Yeah, she's okay? Like, I'm not a homophobic. Why would she say over and over that I'm a homophobic? Why?
I'm not homophobic. I'm not a homophobic.
I'm not a homophobic.
Okay? I'm not a book full of homophones, okay?
I'm not a book. How dare you? I'm a homophobic Kindle. I'm a homophobic Kindle, okay? Download whatever
you
want.
Who uses phone books anymore anyway? I mean, can you believe that there's even a phone book for homos? See, even that, Vicky, that's homophobic. I'm not homophobic.
Where I have to find this because it was cracking me up. Tamara's like, oh, you are a liar, bitch. Look
yeah, it's
up
happening right
in the
here.
Dictionary. Look it up in the dictionary. She's like, oh, you know what I'll look up? I'm going to look it up in the homophobe book. That's what I'm going to look it up.
And Tamara starts going, you're a liar. You're a liar. Liar. La, 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 liar. And then she sticks her fingers in her ear and is like, liar. And then everyone just looks at Tamara like, what's wrong with you? Even Andy's like, what are you doing?
Yeah, she's that girl who gets to the end of The Exorcist and you're like, they saved her. But then at the very end, her neck cranes all the way around in a full 360 to look back at the camera. Like, uh-oh, there's a part two coming. Like, that demon is just holding on way too tight to those possum bones. It's not letting go.
Yeah. So Vicky, when Tamara's going like, liar, 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 Vicky's like, that doesn't look good on you. And that's when Tamara goes, no, nothing looks good on you, bitch.
Oh, and nothing? Like, oh, that's it. That's it. Nothing looks good on me. I thought the dress was pretty. I'm out of here. I'm not going to look back. I'm not going back out there. I'm off this damn show. Can you see the strings holding up my boobs? Well, I saw him in Peter Pan too, but Peter Pan, it was still amazing when he flew. Like, what more do you need? What more do you need from me, Tamara?
So Lydia goes after Vicky and is like, well, you know, I think that she's just coming from a place of hurt and you're coming from a place of hurt and you guys love each other, but you hurt each other and you hurt her and she hurts you. And
it's like, look, here's the point, Lydia. I didn't finish my cook pot chicken. Where is it? Anybody have it? Bring it back over here. Bring it back over here. Okay, I'll go back.
So the makeup people are out. Everyone's like on their smartphones, and the makeup people
Andy's
are
like
putting
flicking through Grindr.
Yeah, you literally hear a boom, and he's like the makeup person's like putting powder on his face, and Vicky comes back, and Tamara's saying they're holding a glass of wine, and now her voice is trembling. I mean, this woman's psychotic, you know, because now she's like, Vicky, can't you just apologize and mean it? Can't you just do this for my Vicky? I'm like, are you from like a Tennessee Williams play all of a sudden?
Typical stupid hoe. This is what Tamara does every single time. She victimizes people. She bloodies them. And then when she realizes she's gone too far, she immediately makes herself the victim and starts fake crying with no tears. Why can't you just apologize, bitch? Mean it. She's like, oh my God, I've said I'm sorry. Okay.
And then Andy is like, looks up from his grinder and sees that there's actually a moment about to happen. So he just like shoos away the makeup. He's like, you gotta go. You gotta go. You gotta go. It was very Robert Downey Jr. in Soap Dish.
I like when they were still sitting there and Andy's texting her on grinder or whatever. And they're waiting for Vicky. And he goes, what's happening?
Which is like, totally how you talk out when you're not paying attention. When you're on text and you're not paying attention to anyone.
He's totally checked out.
So this reunion, just let me figure dick pic. I mean, okay. Yeah, reunion. Great. Anyway, Peggy, expanders. Yeah, Peggy, those are hot. When'd you get those in? Oh, those are. It's not plastic surgery in a good way. Okay,
so my next question is about golden showers. I'm sorry, Vicky. oh, my God. What is that? Do you want a litany? Do you want a litany of my excuses? Do you want me to look at the homophobic about litanies? Okay. Tamara's like, ooh, bad, my family. Remember when you called TMZ? Oh. Tamara is the queen of calling Radar Online, TMZ, all this shit, and taking down her enemies. She is the queen of it. Everybody knows it. And to see her sitting here crying, and Vicky knows it too, but Vicky's also just as bad. It's like these bitches fight over the blogs. You know, they're always the source, okay? Whenever you see the sources said, it was Vicky or Tamara, basically.
Yeah. So Vicky's like, knows. She's like, I'm sorry. I won't ever talk about Eddie being gay again. If he were gay, it's none of my business. I'll never talk about it again. Never, ever again. Even though I know friends who have sucked him off at the roundup. I'll never talk about it again. And I like how she goes, listen, if I could apologize to Eddie, I would. I want to take him to tea because I know that like gays really like tea.
Yeah. She's like, I wanted to have tea with him. I mean, that's what you bring the dolls to, right?
Oh, every dandy loves a tea party. And she's like, and Becky's like, I want you to stop saying that I was in on a cancer scam. Stop saying that. And Tamara's like, okay, batch, I'll stop saying that. And they're like, oh my God. And Andy's like, you think that maybe you guys might want a hug? Like, okay, batch, let's hug. So they
the fakest. And they're all breathing their champagne, kung pao chicken, and coffee breath all over each other. It was so just gross.
Tamara and Vicky are hugging. And then Vicky's like, and I want a hug from Shannon too. And Shannon's like,
God. Jeez.
Yes, and I guess.
And at first, Shannon's like, God, kill me. Oh, God, I have to do this. Woohoo. And then Vicky's like, look, we're all good people. We're all good people. We just got a little derailed. This is what it felt like to me. People just breathing all over each other is gross. And then Kelly's behind him sitting down. She's like, this is good, guys. Yeah,
this is healing. This is healing. And then at one point they cut to like an extreme close up of Shannon stuck in this group, and you just hear the breathing, and then Shannon just goes,
I just want to help you, Shannon. I just let it mean that for you. It is divorce. It's gonna be the worst. Oh, it's gonna be the worst. I don't know.
Can we just go have 10 shots somewhere?
And then they like separate. They have like this like fake like Shannon and Tamara like fall onto the couch like, whoa, good times are back again. We're being goofy. And then Tamara's like, can we change our couch now? Which I love. That is like the ultimate sign of like forgiveness and moving forward is like inviting someone to your couch on the reunion.
No, neither one of you can change a couch. You've already peed in your spot. And we all know it. Okay. So Vicky goes to sit next to her and Kelly's like, oh yeah, I get to sit by Andy now. What's up? Yeah. What do you want to ask me?
He's like, I've made a huge mistake.
And then Tamara's like, you know, the last three episodes broke my batch. We're good together, and that's the truth. Backstage, Vicka sent me a video of Lucy and Ethel, and it's the funniest shot I've ever seen. It's like, you are not Lucy, and you are not Ethel. Either one of you, okay?
You're not even Gumby and the horse.
Pokey. Yeah.
Sorry, everyone. Wow, you had such anger behind that. Pokey.
Fucking Pokey. It's always Gumby who gets run over. Pokey's always fine.
So Vicky is again saying, don't hurt my family. And so Andy goes, you know, Shannon, you're the only new housewife that Vicky has ever been nice to, ever. You're the only one she's ever taken and liked. And they cut to Peggy being like, what am I, liver of chop?
I've been chopped. How would you feel?
Yeah. So then Vicky officially switches couches. She heads over. It's like, Red Rover, send Vicky right over.
Tamara just throws a fucking ball in her head.
I guess I lost that one.
So then Vicky's like now sitting between Shannon and Tamara. Shannon's like, how the worm has turned, I guess.
So happy with this new arrangement.
Where's the part where Lucy and Ethel get to go to the chocolate shop? Where's that one?
I guess we can do a three-way thing at the Cotillion this year. So Tamara's going to be my date. But
so I suppose I'm Fred Mertz. Thanks. I would like to thank everybody for making me the Fred in this situation.
So Vicky, yeah. Reconnected because we're Aries. Okay. And then Andy, you guys, I love that Andy's like, Andy Yamla fixed my life. He's like, guys, there's so much noise with this show, and you two, you gotta like be honest with each other because it's so fragile. Like, really communicate, okay? And be careful of what you put out there. I'm TMZ, Radar Online, what have you. And they're just ignoring him talking amongst each other. If you want a job at Quota, we're hiring Shannon.
Like, oh, wow. Thanks.
Well, that, I mean, That Coto insurance does. I mean, look, Lori found her billionaire husband, and then Michael, he's got a hot wife or a girlfriend. So Shannon, I mean, maybe take up that offer.
She'll be teaming up with the radio chick.
Well, I can't get my headset to work either. Well, I suggest we start a union protest, me and you, about headsets.
Whatever happened to Shannon's restaurant, by the way? Talk about a loose end. They just didn't even bother coming back to that. Like, here, let's have two episodes where Shannon picks out a logo and just never come back to it.
Well, she mentioned it because she's like, oh, I don't need a job because I'm opening a restaurant or something.
Oh, I didn't even hear her say that.
You remember when Heather said restaurant? Restaurants are very difficult, okay? It's not some candle store where you can slap your name on a label and that's it. You know, you got to be there. I don't know. But I hope she does open it. I'd love to go.
I would love to go. I think it sounds great. Then basically it wraps up, and then it's like backstage, and then Tamara and Vicky are like having cake, and they're like, it's friendship cake. That's about just friendship cake. And then talk about best friend rings.
That tastes delicious. Cake I wasn't offered. Thanks.
And Tamara's like, you know what I have, Vicka? In my dressing room, bitch. Have a friendship bracelet. And Vicky's like, for where? For where? And then they show the clip of when Vicky's like, we are friends now. Friendship bracelets, bitch. But basically, it's just proof that Tamara was told, listen, bitch, you cannot just shoot everything in Shannon's living room solo for the rest of the season. You're going to make up with Vicky, period, by the end. And she's like, okay, I'll call her ugly, and then I'll give her back a friendship bracelet. Does that work? Like, high five.
Yeah.
They walk off arm in arm.
And it's, we're back.
Yeah.
And that's where it ends. So hopefully next season things will be fixed and we won't have to deal with this nonsense anymore. We can be on to new scandals, maybe get some new housewives that are not Peggy or Megan, you know? I'd be excited about that.
I think they're going to probably get rid of Peggy, Lydia, and Megan and then bring in
a
few. Because they're not going to get rid of Shannon. They're not getting rid of Vicky. They're not getting rid of Tamara. And who's the other one?
Kelly.
Kelly, yeah, they're not going to get rid of Kelly.
Yeah, I think people seem to really hate Lydia, but I actually think Lydia was good on the show, so I would get rid of Peggy and Megan. I think Megan's got to go. I mean, I thought she was gone at the end of last season, and then this, I was sort of surprised that she came back, and I thought, well, maybe she got the message and she's going to really bring it, and she didn't bring it at all. Megan does nothing.
She had one good season. How dare you? I had a baby.
Well, in my mind, I was thinking, well, this is actually good. If she does come back, you know, at least like the baby, like, you know, last season was about her being pregnant. This season was about her learning to be a mom. Next season can be about something else. But now she's like, oh, I'm pregnant again. I was like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Just get her off the show.
Yeah.
I'm pregnant with another frozen sperm baby.
Great.
So who knows? But here's what we know. It is over, which means it is time for new shows. We're so excited because our roster is switching over.
Looks like my goodness.
We've got Vanderpump Rules coming back. We've got Real Housewives of Beverly Hills coming back.
Yep, Top Chef. I'm so excited for Top Chef.
When does Top Chef start?
Next week, December 7th.
Oh, Smolita.
We got New Jersey in the mix. We got... Oh my God, the doorbell ring. It's my
Amazon
Shelby.
Team, right on time.
Yeah. All right.
Well, it's time to give it up, everybody. Bye. Everybody, thanks so much for listening. We will talk to you tomorrow. Bye.